Yes, that was Rebbe Lezer. That was Rebbe Shita was Tichtiv Echod, and Echod means only one Ayel Echod and not two. Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, my Echod, what does he do with the word Echod? It says one. It means Miyuchot Shebedro. Just means pick the best one. This Ayel, pick the best one. Ben Echnami, there's one Ayel you use for Musaf, and there's another Ayel brought in the middle of the day by the Avodah Sayyim. For Rebbe, how does Rebbe know this? You have to bring a good korban. Like he says, Echod doesn't teach us a good korban. Echod means only one and not two. So how does Rebbe know you have to bring the best you have? For Rebbe, Naftali Mimivchan. Says Mimivchan, Mimivchan Adarecha. Masha brings the best korbanos you have, the best animals for your korbanos. We have Lezer, Rebbe Shimon. Aye, he also says Mimivchan. So what do the two pesukim for? Mimivchan, the word Echod. He says, Chad b'choyvon, b'chad b'nadav v'tzricham. Here the Pasuk Echod is talking about the Chayv HaSayim. You have a Chayv to bring an Ayel Echod. Ayel Echod means bring a very good one. That's the drush here in Pinchas. Then the Pasuk says, Mimufchan and Derechon, that's talking about a Korban Nedava. If stand by your own, you bring a Nedava, there's also an Indian to bring the best Korban you have. And Tricha need two Psukim. But we only say by Nedava everything. If you want to bring a present to Hashem, there you have to bring the best one. Mashenka is something you have a Chayv to bring. Whatever you do, you Mekayim Yechayv. Another way I'd say this for the other way. If I just know your chayiv, because I say, since you have a chayiv to do it, mainly you have to bring the best one. Mashenkin and the dove, it's up to me. If I didn't want to, I don't have to bring it all together. So now that I'm bringing maybe anything I want, I could do. Kamashman and I took sukim, the teachers both have to be mimibchar, the best kabonis. Says this machlokes. If there were two different kabonis, or one korban, the ayil that it says in Pashas Apkudim. Was it another ayil, or the same ayil here? And these two man, the Yomri Ablezer, and Rabbi Yehuda are both going that it was one korban. So that's how they know. The Pasuk says, V'yotso, V'yoses alosoi, now you do your korban ayil, now you do the musaf. So mashma, even though the Pasuk says in Pinchas, that Novad Elus Avoykir, mashma musaf goes right after the Tamucha Shachar, but here the Pasuk says, no, part of the musaf has to come later. So since we know part of the musaf has to be later, that's why they hold you have to divide up the musafim. That out of those seven kvasim, you divide them up. And one says one in the morning and six later. And one says as far the other way, six in the morning and one later. Right, and then our Mishnah says, Kiddush Yodav Raglav. He's Mekadosh Yodav Raglav. And then he goes out, then he changes his begodim to put on the Bigdei Lavin. And he takes out the Kafan Amachta. And then he brings the Ketorah Shabbein Abayim. And then he changes again to put back on again the Bigdei. That was the... That was it. That was the last avodah he did. No. Now after the kafra machton, then he again poshed yodav atovol v'day the big day zov v'lo v'kidah yodav raglav v'nichla v'aktiv teres v'ked. After the he only put on the white begodim now to take out the kafra machton. That's when he went in l'fayel l'fnim. Then he came outside. He put back on again his big day zov, and then he finished off the avodah sayyim. He did the teres and he did the tamash rabbein abayim. So I call upon him in the middle here, when he's wearing his big day zov, after he finished his ayil, and ayil now we had to switch again to put on the big day lovin, to go inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, to take out the spoon and the shovel, that he left there by the Kteris. Now how do we know this? Tana Rabbanan. The Pasuk says in the middle, Ubo Aaron Eloyo Moyed. Lom Hubo, why does he have to come? Has the Pasuk of Gimel, in the middle, after the Pasuk can talk about doing the par and the soyer, and then it says, do the two serim. One is the soy ilchatis, and then lazozel. So he finished the lazozel. Now the Pasuk says, Ubo Aaron Eloyo Moed. He has to come back into the Oyo Moed. Oposhta is big the abod. He takes off his big the abod. Ashalovja is already wearing. And then he goes to the big the zov. Now this is an interesting Ubo. It doesn't say what he's coming for. Poshta we're talking about, he's inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, like he's being Isaac in the serim. So he already has the big the lovin. Till the Pasuk says, no, Ubo, come back in again. Like, what do you got to come in? You're there already. So what is this Pasuk doing here? So that's what we dash in this Pasuk Yishloibim Koimoy. This Pasuk really goes later. Later the Pasuk says that for Yossi, come out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim and you do the Alos of Yerlasom. That's what our Mishnah talks about. After you come out finishing the Sirizim of the Chatas and Lazozel, you come outside, you change the Begodim, put on Big Day Zov and do the Yerlasom. And then we go back to put on his big day lovin to go. That's to this pasuk ubo. The pasuk of Gimel is the wrong place. Lea should be later. After we did his oil and elasom with the big day zov, now we have to change back to big day lovin and go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to take out the kaf and the machta that he left there, and then he comes out to change his begodim. So for the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, ubo Aaron Eloi Moed. Aaron has to go inside. Lo mubo, why does he have to go in? Poshup shan the psukim, he's there already. So we have to dash in lahitzi at the kafir samachtam. He has to go in now, after we went out already, to do the karbonis of the Eulas Om and his special ayin with his big days of, he has to again go back in again to take out the kafir samachtam. Shekol ha-pasha kulu nemral ha-seder. All the psukim that talk about here in Achri Mois all go according to the seder. We do it the way it says in the psukim. Chutz mi posik ze, excluding this one posik. This posik comes right after the Sir Lazozel, and it's not true, because after the Sir Lazozel, he's still wearing his big deal oven. Why does he have to change again? So this posik doesn't belong in this place. This posik goes later. After he changed the big deal to do the Isle of Ayalom, then he changes back again to the big deal oven to go and take out the machta. For the Gemara, my timer, why don't we dash in this way? Omer Rav Chizda, Gemiri, we know that Allah Moshe Sinai, that Chomesh Tfilois, V'yasare Kedushin, Teva Kohen Gadol, V'mekadosh Bay Bayoim. Then Allah Moshe Sinai, we know that on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has to change 5 times his begodim, and he has to go to the mikveh each time, and he has to make 2 times the kiddush adayim reglayim. So there's 5 and 10. Now v'yamer kisidron ksivei, if the psukim go kisidron, that while he's still in the lazozel, while he's still holding with his first time is wearing the big deloven, at that time the pasuk says now take out the kaf, take out the machta, so you don't have to change to your big day zov in between. So meskachas le'alasholosh tfilos v'oshish kedushin. According to the Seder of Sukkim, all you have to have is just 3 changing. Because he starts off in the morning doing the Tomichal Shachar. That's what Big Day Zov. Then he has to change to the Big Day Lovin to do the Avodah Shem Kippur of the Soyer and the Chatas Apnim. And he does the Keteris then. And then push in Poshup Shan the Sukkim, then he takes out the Kafam Achar also. And now he goes outside to change to his gold begodim, and that's it. And with the golden begodim, he does the ilam, and then he does the musafim, and that's it. So he only had to change 3 times. How do we have? They have to change 5 times. Elamai, we have to change around this posik and say the seder is that first he did true the tumah to shachar in gold, then he put on the white to do the soyer and the par the kohen gadol and the teres apanim. Then he goes outside. We skip posik of gimel and we go to posik of dalid. He goes outside to do the ilam. He changes to the golden begodim to do the ilam. Then he changes back again to his white begodim to go postachov gimel. We put it there to take out the kafam achta. And then he has to change again to put back on again the golden begodim to finish off the musafim. So that's how we have 5 changes with 5 tefillos. So because this halacha Moshe Sinai, we have to change around postachov gimel and don't put it, he took the kafam achta as soon as he got finished with the kteris, but rather he left it there. He went outside and put on his golden begodim to do the ilam, and then later he went back in again to change the begodim. Maskev lo Reb Zeir, so very efficacious. Good, true, you have to divide something in between. Maybe the korban that was done in between was this korban musaf. The pasuk says the soyer anase b'chutz. Maybe that's what was done in between. Like Rashi says, "V'soyer anase b'chutz k'nasiv mavad chatas ha-kipurim." For who ain't a kosev kan? This pasuk doesn't say here in Pashas Achri Mois. So maybe the pshat is like this. Maybe true in Achri Mois. Read the pesukim k'seidim. First he did the tumah to shachar. Then he did the avodah sayoyim, the power and the sir with the big day lovin. But maybe he had to go outside now to do the chatis, to do the musafim, that musaf of the korban chatis. Here is mechad chatis. That doesn't machal say here in Achri Mois. That only says later in Pashas Pekudim, in Pashas Bamidbar. So he had to go outside, put on the golden begodim to do that korban chatas musaf. Then the pasuk says chav gimel, very good. Now go back in again with your white begodim change to take out the kafam achta, and then come out again and then do the isle of ilam. So how do we know to change around this seder here in Achri Mois? Maybe no. Maybe this seder is good. It's true, we have to have 1 time in between the Sirizim and the Kafu Machta in Avodah. Maybe it's not the Avodah that it says here in Pesach of Dalid of the Ilam, but maybe it's the Sir Chatis that talks about a Pashas Pkudim. So then you won't change around at all. The Seder in Achri Mois, the Seder here will be very good. Where's Eis Nakasha? Maybe what he changed in between was the Sir Chatis, and now don't have to change around at all the Seder of the Pesukim here in Achri Mois. After Gemara, Omer Abai, Omer Kro, the Pesuk says no. V'yotza v'oses alosei. Says here, he goes outside now, and he does his oila. Mi'etziya rishoyna ovet eila v'yelam. Mashra, from the first time he's leaving the Kodesh HaKadoshim, what he does now is does the Eye of Eilam. That's what's Mashra from the Pesuk. the Yotze is going out now, the Yosan is doing. This is the first time he's going out. If you want to tell me that the Pshat was before, after he finished the power on the Sawyer, he already went out to do the Sirizim, the Chattis of the Musaf. And then he went back in for the Kaf. And now he's coming out again to do the Ayil. It's not Mashmah there. That would be the second time he's coming out. And the Pasuk is Mashmah, V'yotza V'yotza. This is the first time, as soon as the first time he leaves the Kodesh Kodashim, he leaves his Big Day Lovin. In other words, the second time he's putting on the Big Day Zov, what he has to do right away is the Ayil of Ayilom. So you have to say, true, that was the first thing that came out, he did the Ayilom. And then he had to put on his Big Day Lovin to go back in again and take out the Kafa Machta. That Pasuk of Gimel is not in the right place. His Omakru V'yotza V'yotza Talosai. Miyetziya Rishayna. From the first time he leaves the Kodesh Kodashim, Ovid Elov Elom. That's what's Mashma. Rav Rama, Rav says another pshat. Rav Rama, Omak Shroa, the post says like this. Ufa Shat is Big Day Abad. He has to take off his Big Day Abad. But after I saw his Kafu Machta, the Big Day Lovin, the post says, in Pasuk of Gimel, Ufu Aaron Eloy Elmoid, Ufa Shat is Big Day Abad, Asher Lovash. So it says he takes off his Big Day Lovin. Now, he takes off the Big Day Lovin. Shein Talmud Loi Ma'ashe Lovash. The Pasuk didn't have to say that's what he wore. Because Trita, Klo Modem Poshe Del Ma'ashe Lovash. What else do you take off? A person only takes off something that he was wearing. So why is the Pasuk saying, take off your white pagodim, then that's what you were wearing. Hey, so Foshe Des Big Day Abod, Ashe Lovash. The Pshita, you take off what you already wore. Elamat Talmud Loi Ma'ashe Lovash. That means Shalovash Kfar. Mashmi, you already wore it already from before. So Rashi's Mazbah, Rava just wants to explain that we talk about now, the Kafu Machta, like we say now, when you take off your Big Day Lovin and putting on the Big Day Zov, you already did it already a time before. So the Kitzes Mashma that the Kafu Machta was not, when you're taking off your begodim after the Kafu Machta, it's not the Pshat, this is the first time you're taking off the white begodim. No, Mashma is the second time you're taking off the white begodim. So then you have to say that there's a hefsek in between. That not the pshat he took out the kafu machta when the first time he was wearing the white pagodim. You have to say no. The pasuk is mashma. This is the second time he's taking it off. So you have to say after he did the avodas and the pnim of the soyer and the par, he went outside to do the eye of ayilum. He wore the gold pagodim. Then he put back on again the big day loven to go in to take out the kafu machta. And then for the second time now he's taken off his big day loven. That's why you have to say pasuk chazimul is not in the right place. That there was something done in between taking out the Kafa Machta and the Sorim Neporim of the Panim. Maskev lo Rabba Bar Shalom. V'yayim, let's say like this. The Maskev lo Bissoyer Nasev Bachutz. Like we had before. This is the same Kash we had before. Why don't you say your Maskev in between with the Sorim of Musif? Hoksi V'yotze V'yosa. V'chol HaPasha Kula Nemra La Seder. That it says V'yotze V'yosa, and then everything else will go according to the Seder. After Gemara, if you say like that, then the pas should be in the right seder. This is the kasha before. V'yayim the maskele b'sor nasa v'chutz. Hoksiv v'yotze v'yosa. That we had before. It's mashma know that the first time he leaves the panim, you know what he does the first time? He does the losa v'yolasom. You can't say that he went out before to do the chattis of Musaf, because the Pasuk is Mashma, the first time he leaves the Pnim, right away he does the Yotz of Yotz Tzalosai. So you can't say it was Mashma like we want to say before with the Korban Musaf. Fred Gemara now, you're telling me, V'chol HaPasha Kul Nemral HaSeide, is it true what you said, that all the Pesukim that it says here, only Pasuk of Gimel, but all the other Pesukim you want to say goes according to the Seder, is that true? No, I'll tell you, there's the stira and psukim. That not mashma goes according to the seder. Because one pasuk says, v'yeschele v'achatis yakra mizbechem. You should burn the murim of the korban chatis. V'hodar, then the pasuk says, v'yespara chatis, v'yestira chatis, v'yeloi. And then
you go to burn the par and the chatis.
V'yanant, now we learn not like that. We learned that a royes kohen gadol, whoever sees the kohen gadol, shukaira, if he sees him laying the pashia, is ain a roya par v'soram nesrofin. You can't see because the same time the way they're burning the parim nesrofin, because that was done the same time. Vilu emure chatis. Now, when did they burn the emurim of the korban chatis?
The emurim of the par and the soyer is the burnings of the meat, that was Bosar Hochi, that was first later. Makdalu, they used to burn it.
So, that first they burned the Musafim, they burnt the Emurim Chattis, and that first later they burned the Purim Anasrofim. And from the Mishnayis before, it's Mashmah not like that. That first they burnt the Purim Anasrofim, and then they burnt the Emurim Chattis. You see, the Psukim are not in the right order. And the Gemara like this, Eimor, Chutz mi Posik Zev Yelech. It means to say, from the first few Psukim in Achrimois, up until you get the Pasuk of Gimel, everything was in the Seder. But once you got the Chav Gimel, it's not in the right order, and Echonami, the rest of the Pesukim also could be not in the right order. Freddy Gemara, Oma Chazis the Meshabesh Kroy. What are you saying the Pesukim are not in the right order? The Pesukim, Mashma, first you burn the Emurei Chattis, and then you burn the Purim Anasrofim. Shibesh Masnisen. Yokash was, because the Mishnah says not like that. Maybe the Mishnah made a mistake. Maybe the Mishnayis is wrong. Change around the Mishnayis. Why say the Pesukim are in the wrong order? Maybe the Pesukim are in the right order. That first you have to burn the Emuria of the Chattis, and then you first burn the Purim Anasrofim. Rabbi Abai said, no, that can't be. Because on Makro, the Pesuk says, V'yamishalach v'yasarif.
That ma'mishalach d'mikora, just like when it talks about Mishalech, the one that sends away the soil azozil, happened before, if av'sarif d'mikora, who are then when it says ha'sarif, the one that goes to burn the Purim Anasrofim, also is done before. In other words, what we're saying here really in Pesuk, Chofei, the Pesuk says, V'yeschelo v'chattas yakvi ha'mizbechem. It says, now's the time to burn the Emurim of the Chattas, of the power and the soyer. Then the Pesuk says in Chovov, V'yamashaleach es ha'sor la'zoz yechavis begodim. That the one that sends the sor la'zozol, he has to wash his begodim. And we know now, the Pesukim said before already, that you have to send away the sor la'zozol, before you burn the Chattas, the Emurim of the Chattas. So the word V'yamashaleach has to mean that it happened before. So what did Leiden, the Pesuk, in Pesach Chof Ches, when it says V'yasarif oisim mechabes begodav, that the person that burns the Purim Anasrofim, he has to wash his begodim, it also means that he burnt it before Pesach Chof Hei, before the burning of the Emurim. So the Gemara says, maybe no, Adarav, let's say just the opposite. Ma'asarif dahashto, this Pesach Kiyah Chof Ches that talks about burning the Purim Anasrofim, this is the first time the Torah says it. So maybe this is the place, Taka. After you already burnt the Emurim, maybe now you have to burn the Purim Anasrofim. Tahashta is after Meshalach Tahashta. Who Adin, we're talking about sending away the Sor LaZozol. Maybe now is really the real time. Is even though the Pesukim spoke about it before, it just means be ready before to do it when it comes the right time. So maybe really the Seder is, first Apostle Chofei, you burn the Emurim of the Chattis, and then you first send away the Sori LaZozel, and then, Taka, you first burn the Purim Anasrofim. So maybe the Pesukim are in the right order. So Gemara says, no, V'hamishalech t'mikor mashma. When it says V'hamishalech, it means that was sent, well, the mitzvah was to send it away before. So the Sori LaZozel, for sure, was sent away before Pesach Chofei, before we go to burn the Emurim of the Chattis. So just like the word V'hamishalech means it was done before, Hu Adin V'Hasarif, when it goes to burn the Purim Anasrofim, it also means that it was burnt before the Inyan of burning V'makte, the Emurim of the Chattis. Rava says another Raya, that you can't say the Meshaleach was sent away first later, the way it says in the Psukim, after the burning of the Emurim. Why? Because Om Makro, the Pesuk says before, that Yom Ad Chai Ad Mosa Yezok Glamot Chai, until how long does the Korban Lazozel, the Sori Lazozel have to be alive? Chas Kapora, like it says in Pesuk Yud, Yom Ad Chai Lefnei Hashem L'chaper Olov, that Lazozel has to be alive until the time you make a Kapora for it. That you have a Kapora done, in other words, with the Chattas Lashem. Now, V'yemus Sai Shas Kapora, when is the time of the Shas Kapora? When do we have the forgiveness from the other Sori, the Sori which is the Chattas Lashem? The Shas Maten Domin, from the time of Maten Domin, the Suloi Enatmua. In other words, the Sori LaZozel does not have to be alive after the Matan Domim of the Sori, which is the Chattas Lashem. And that the Pesukim say way before the burning of the Emurim of the Chattas. So therefore, for sure, when you send away the LaZozel, it does not have to be after the burning of the Emurim of the Chattas, but Avada, they sent away the LaZozel way before. So the Kitzam, when it says V'Hameshalach, it means V'Hameshalach before. So just like the word V'Hameshalach, sending away the Sori LaZozel, was done before you burnt the Emurim of the Chattis, who are then when the Pesuk says Vasarif, that you have to burn the Purim Anasrofim, the meat of the animal, it also means it was done before the burning of the Chattis, like it says in our Mishnah, that Avada first, they used to burn, first they burned the par manasrofim, the animal itself, and that's what the Mishnah before said, the same time the Kohen Gadol was laying the parsha in the Azar and Ezras Noshim, the same time they were burning these par manasrofim outside Chutz L'Yerushalayim, and first later on the Mishnah says, they were marked the Yemurim of the Chattis, the Yemurim of the par manasrofim. So you have to say these psukim are not in the right order. Nothing more says a Maisa. Osi Mishalich, the Mishalich is the one that sent, took away the soil Azazel. So we had before in the Mishnah, he used to go on Yom Kippur, and he used to come back on Yom Kippur to the first Sukkah, and he used to stay there until Mitzvah Yom Kippur, and then he would come home. So the Gemara says a Maisa, that when he came home, Motza Bashuk L'Kohen Gadol. If he found the Kohen Gadol in the shuk, in the street, so he had to give him covered in the street. So Aymala, he would say to the Kohen Gadol like this, Ishi Kohen Gadol, you chashav a Kohen Gadol, or sinu shlichu sechem. Yishno, I did your shlichus. Now to give you covered, it's called I did what you told me to do. That I took the soy lazozel to the tzoik, and there I threw it off the cliff. What about the motzah bebeisai? Let's say if it happens when this person comes back after Yom Kippur and finds the Kohen Gadol in his house, not outside in the street, then he's not mechuyev to give him so much covered. His oimlo, he tells him like this, Mechaye chayim, heis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that keeps everybody alive, or asinu shluchusai. Yishno, I did his shlichus. You have to say, I did what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to do, the mitzvah of sending away the soil azazel. Omar Rabbi said like this, Ki miftari rabbonim yadodi b'pumpadisam. When the rabbonim of Pumpadisa used to say goodbye to one another, Amri, this is the way they said a bracha one to another. They said, Hochi, that Mechaye chayim, heis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one that gives life, Yitem l'cho chayim aruchim. He should give you, b'mezaki you, a bracha, a long life. V'toivim, a good life, a mesukonim, it should be a sweet life. So the moral of the apostle says in Tehillim, that David HaMelech said, is halech lefnei Hashem b'yatzos hachayim. Let me walk in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'yatzos hachayim, in the land of life. Is Omer Rabbi Yehuda said, zeh mokim shvokim. What did David HaMelech say? What did he mean by Atzos HaChayim? He meant to be able to walk through the marketplaces. In other words, like Rashi said, David HaMelech was sent away from, he was always running away from place to place, so partially he couldn't find food to buy. So his mispavel, let me be zoicha, I should be able to go to the marketplace, and there should be food there, and I should be able to buy it. Then the Apostle says in Mishlei, Ki orech yomim u'shinois chayim, v'sholom yosifu l'cho. That you have a long life, u'shinois chayim, life of years of life, v'sholom yosifu l'cho, and I should give you a peace. For the Gemara of Chiyeshonim Shachayim, Chiyeshonim Shenim Shachayim, is it possible to have life, years, not of Chayim? Like, what do you mean I'll give you Shnois Chayim, I'll give you years of life? How else do you have years without life? His Omri of Loza Elud, the Pasuk means Shnoisir Shalodim. These are the years of a person, Hamithap Chais Olav Meiru L'Toyva, that changes over from bad to good. And Rashi says the Pshat is, that me shehoi oni biyadusa, somebody was poor when he was young, v'nasa osher liyesik nosa, and when he became older, he became rich, is doim aloi kilo achshav nasa chai metech misa. It's just like he became alive again. From metech misa, from metech anias, he became alive again of being rich. Then the posik in Mishlei says, this is the end of the posik before Kiyaruch Yomim, that it says, aleichem ishim ekra. In other words, to you, ishim, lesson of men, ekra I will call. So what does it mean? Omer Rabbi Brachia, Elu Tamidi Chachamim. The Ishimir means Tamidi Chachamim, that really the men, of a Shedoimim L'Noshim. They look like women. What does that mean? Rashi says, that since the Tamidi Chachamim, they have a Nusenon, they have the Midah of Anova, they're very humble, Otushay Koyach, they're very weak. In other words, from learning Torah, you lose your strength. So they're like weak like women. The Oysim Gevura Kanoshim. When it comes to learning Torah, to give out psukim, they're very strong to give out good psukim, like Vura Kanoshim, like men. The Miri says the Pshat is, like women usually, that the equal women are supposed to stay inside the house. So Adin Tamir Chachamim also, they only stay inside the yeshiva, they stay inside and learn the whole day. So they're like Noshim. But the Yosim Gvura Kanoshim, they do strength, they paskin Chalis Kanoshim, like strong men. The Yamura Brachia. If somebody wants to be zeicha, to do the avodah, to pour the yayin, agavi hamizbeach, is yimole groinim shatamid chachomim yayin. He should make sure to pour down wine, or make sure to be mahana tamid chachomim. Make sure they have wine to drink. Shenema, because as Pasuk says, Aleichem Ishim Ekra. To you, Ishim I will call. So Rashi says, Ishim means Loshen Isha, midloik Siv Anoshim. It doesn't say really men. So it could mean Ishim means things that are burnt. In other words, that to you, you'll be Zaycha to make the burning, to make the Nisach HaYayin. So if you're Zaycha to give Tamil Chachomim the Yayin, you'll be Zaycha back to also bring the Kabonis, to bring the Nisach HaYayin. So in other words, like, the Aleichem, like to you, Tamil Chachomim, Ishim Ekref, I will call you, like to drink wine, B'schuz there, I would also be Zaycha to make the Nisach HaMayim. The Gemara says, Om V'yomra Brachia, Im Roya Odom She Toiro Pesekis Mizaroi. If somebody sees that his children, like, are not learning Torah the way they're supposed to, it's like ending the limit of Torah. Is Yisra Bas Talmud Chochem? Let your son go to marry the daughter of a Talmud Chochem. That will be mechazakim to keep him learning. Shenema, like the Pasuk says, Im Yiskan Boritz Sharshai, if the roots in the ground become old, Uva Ofa Yomaz Gezoi, and the stump of the tree, like, is dying in the ground, in other words, like your children are stopping to learn Torah, is Mereyach Mayim Yafriach. From the smell of water, it will blossom again. So Rashi says means b'nei Torah. In other words, marry your son off to a bas talmud chacham, the yosef kotzer k'maynoter, and then it'll grow up again like was planted. Right, then it says in the Mishnah v'yomtiv v'yoyisal yoyavov that the kohen gadol, after he got finished on Yom Kippur, he would make a yomtiv for all his friends. Tana rabbanim that ma'is of a kohen gadol lecher. Once happened a story with a kohen gadol sheyotzem mibeis hamigdash. He went out of the Beis HaMikdash. Like it says in the Mishnah, when he leaves the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur, after he finished the Avodah, all the Choshev people are Malav him. They walk him to his house. See, here also, all the people went after him to be Malav to walk him home. What happened was, while they were walking, Shemai Vavtalion also came along, the two great Gedolim. So the people left the Kohen Gadol, the Azli boss of Shmai Vatalion, and they started to give covered respect to Shmai Vatalion, and they walked in back of them. So the Kohen Gadol, by says, got a little upset about this. Is Lesoif later at the end, also Shmai Vatalion lifture mine the Kohen Gadol. Shmai Vatalion wanted to go away, so it was only Derek covered to say goodbye to the Kohen Gadol, like to Bazegenzer, say goodbye, get Rishus to leave from the Kohen Gadol. So now Shmai Vatalion went to this Kohen Gadol, like to say goodbye to him. Is Omolohen. So the Kohen Gadol said back to Shmai Vavtalion like this. Now that he was angry, Rashi learns, because he felt bad why they took away the covet from him. So the Kohen Gadol said back to Shmai Vavtalion, Yosun b'nei amimin l'sholim. His you children of Goyim should go to in peace. Like Rashi says, like he said a Lashon Ginai, it's like he said not nice to them. Because Shmai Vavtalion were Gerim. They were really the sons of Bono Shol Sancheirim. Like he was mavazah them a little bit to say, like, you children, you were gerim before, you were goyim before, you should go l'sholem. Is omru lei, so they answered back, Shmai Vatayun answered back this Kohen Gadol like this, Yosun b'nei amim in l'sholem, true, the children, maybe I was the children of goyim, like I'm a ger, I should go l'sholem, of the avdin uvda the aron, but I call upon him, we do the mitzvahs, we do the way you're supposed to, we do the uvda of aron. Of v'lo yasi bar aron l'sholem, but a real kohen like you, that's even though you're a son of Aaron, you're a real Kohen, you should not have peace. Why? The lay of it over to the Aaron, because you don't do the things the way Aaron do. You're not keeping the Torah. The way Rashi learns, Shani sonu oinas devorim, because they heard him by saying bad words. The other ma we learned, the Pasuk says, loy sonu ish es amisayim. And we darshan, that means, b'yoinoyas devorim akosim adaber. That you're not allowed to say words to somebody else to hurt him. That means, imhoye ben gerim, let's say somebody was a ger. Lo yoimelo, you're not allowed to tell the person, Zechor ma'isei avisecha. Heh, remember the way you were a guy before. You're hurting the person. So there's a law not to hurt somebody with your mouth, with your speaking. So Mela, since this Kohen Gadol didn't do this, he was over like this law of the Torah, so Shmai Vatalion said, like, we're better off, even though we were gerim, but we are Mekayim the Mitzvah. Ma'ashenken, you're not being Mekayim the Mitzvah, so you're worse off. Alright, we'll stop here.